message. Come on, Johnny Tonto. Give me some more threats.
I'm telling you what's going to happen, Mark.
Don't give me your shit. You come to this house, you're going to have to deal with me. Don't give me your crap. You're the one who started this shit.
You're a pussy fuck motherfucker. When I come to your fucking house, you'd have to have a gun, dude. Because I'll stomp your fucking ass.
Well, okay. I guess Johnny Tonto will go to prison and enjoy the ass rape. Don't give me your shit, Johnny Tonto.
That's a true statement right there, because you ain't man enough to face me. In physical combat?
Yeah. Oh, please don't give me your shit. You think you're going to win a fight here. That's why you're engaging it. If you want to go ahead and issue a challenge... Look, Johnny Tonto. If you want to issue a challenge, go ahead and do so. I get to choose the ground and the weapons then.
No, you're talking white man shit there.
Oh, I know. And you're not a white man, so don't be bitching about it, Johnny Tonto.
Yeah, you bitch.
Calm down, Johnny Tonto. Anything else? Anything else?
Huh?
Anything else? Go on, Johnny Tonto.
Hey, anything else, motherfucker? You're a pussy son of a bitch and cunt.
Was that right?
Yeah, that's fucking right.
Okay. Do you have any more threats? You must be unemployed right now. I guess pretty well you don't have any money, do you?
My employment's none of your fucking business.
Well, I know, but, you know, obviously you don't have any. Hey, Johnny Tonto, maybe you ought to go ahead and have your Melungeon lawyer son in Alaska do your legal work.
I have no Melungeon son. See, that's another fucking lie you've done.
I don't lie. I mean, shoot. You and your nephew were on there on January 25th, and...
Do you actually think that if I had a son... For one, he would be listening to your fucking show?
Well, yes, I do believe he was listening to your show. He wanted to essentially embarrass you, is what he wanted to do, because you didn't recognize him.
Oh, yeah. The one that wanted to embarrass me, shoot, but that did not work.
It didn't work?
No, it didn't work, and you're a fucking...
So, Cody's the one that wanted to embarrass you.
You know why I hate your nuts, dude?
Cody's the one that wanted to embarrass you.
There is no Cody.
Well, I mean, you know, you said he was a Cody, and you and your nephew freaked out when he called in.
Well, what I'm saying is I have no fucking son, you stupid son of a bitch.
Well, you can go ahead. Why don't you call in the Movement Turd and call me up here like this here? Rather than have just a private, you know, series of death threats or whatever.
Whatever. Why don't I just show up at your fucking house at my choosing?
Well, I mean, if you're going to go ahead and come to my house in order to essentially assault me or whatever here.
Look,
Johnny Tonto. I mean, this is not very smart of you. I mean, you do know I could probably just go ahead and notify the Emmett Police Department that you are making a threat to come to my house to shoot me or do harm to me. Look, Johnny Tonto. I wish you just simply, you know, after you pussied out on going ahead and trying to go for the other $100,000, I wish you just simply made yourself scarce in my life, you know, rather than come back in December and start a new round of shit, which is going ahead and backdounded to you.
Go to some fucker's house and live like a fucking nigger with goddamn cockroaches crawling out their fucking beard.
Well, who told you that?
Why don't you guess that?
Well, no. I mean, if you're going to make an accusation, tell me where the hell you heard this. This is from Liar Bill Mumpsnut the Clueless.
Oh, Logan, the guy that never betrayed you.
No. I don't know if Logan betrayed me or not. I mean, I do remember I used to ask you to call up Logan, and you said he was a total fucking retard.
Well, I thought he was a tard because he believes in this inner earth bullshit.
Okay, but now because you want to get his aid in fighting with me, he's no longer a tard, and you're talking to him, right?
I don't want to fight with you, dude. This is what you fucking do. You're such a cunt. You cannot fight anybody yourself. The reason why I hate your ass is because you fucking instigated a fight with Brian Real because you're not man enough to face the little wimp yourself.
Hold on. Brian Real has never come to my house here. Brian Real essentially got involved in your case here, and just like I said in April, when I chewed ass with Buck McEwen, told him that he had gone ahead and instigated, you know, used me and possibly used a cat's paw, and then you said you would go ahead and call me. And you never did. You never did. Essentially, you want to blame me for not suing Brian Real for supposedly you losing $100,000. But the truth of the matter is that Edward Lodge, old Sweaty Eddie, said you could go ahead and go to trial on the merits of the case, and you pussied out, and you wanted to accept for $50,000. You got $110,000, and you blew it all. What? You blew it all in 5 months.
Hey, listen, you stupid. You got nothing.
Huh?
You're making claims that you're acting like you're some kind of legal genius. You're just a fat 285-pound limping piece of shit, what you are.
Well, I'm 250 pounds, and, you know, look, Giant Tonto. You don't have a bit of money. You've always gone ahead and blown it here. I mean, you live more like a damned Indian than you do a white man. You don't know how to act here. Look, Johnny Tonto, I don't even know what the hell you really look like here. You're just some Anglo-Mestizo pretending to be descended from King Saul. That's all you are.
There ain't no pretending shit.
They mean pretending. Shoot. You're just a bunch of Anglo-Mestizos from Guthrie, Oklahoma, who migrated to California, and then who wanted to play Christian Identity. You're more like a Lamanite Mormon than you are any Christian Identity believer.
You cock-sucking motherfucker.
Really?
Dick-sucking piece of shit.
Is that all you gotta say? I mean, look, Jay Tonto. Why don't you call in to the Movement Turd and, well, I mean, you know, look, Giant Tonto, by the way, this conversation is being recorded.
Dude, I'm banned from calling in. Got a goddamn court order to tell me to never call back.
Well, court order? No, you don't have a court order to not call in.
I cannot call in.
No, you don't have a court order. Your lawyer told you not to call in. There's no court order.
You want a bet?
Well, go ahead and send it to me. Send me the court order.
Motherfucker, what?
Send me the court order. I mean, shoot. Yo, look, Johnny Tonto, I have not put any of the sealed court records up here.
Morty the maggot was born in his fucking 2-month-old dead body.
Are you singing in front of the other little Anglo-Mestizos, you know, with that mouth?
Hey, dude, I'm not even fucking there. I work for a fucking...
You really work for a living? Well, it looks like you got plenty of time. You got plenty of time to go ask about the liar bill.
Dude, I only had a fucking job for 15 months in my whole motherfucking life that lives off of fucking welfare and public assistance.
Well, you just have all sorts of notions about me, Johnny Tonto. I mean, hell. Usually, if I'd have got $110,000, you know, if I'd have got $110,000 2 years ago like you did, why, hell, I'd have $120,000 of it left.
Dude, 4 fucking months' wages.
Yeah, I know. That's only 4 fucking months' wages. So let me see, $120,000 is only 4 fucking months' wages? Come on, Giant Tonto. I remember when you were just essentially living hand to mouth on $5,000 that we got from what the hell was the name? That aviation company. And you were pissing and moaning because you were going to lose your unemployment. You know, don't give me a shit. I mean, you know, you blew $110,000. Shit, you know, you could have lived on that for 4 years. Even, you know, if you. No, I know you can't. You can't live on $110,000 for over what? 5 months. That's my problem. I mean, you're exceedingly wasteful. I mean, hell, you live more like a damned Indian here as far as money's concerned. You're going ahead and paying the rest of the, you know, you're paying the entire tribe here. You look more like a damn Pine Ridge red nigger than you do a white man, and, you know, that's why I call you Johnny Tonto.
Yeah, because you're an ignorant fuck.
Is that right here? But let's go on here. So supposedly you're employed, right?
Well, hoarding shit. You can see shit hanging out the window. Look how you live. You live worse than the worst Negroes in the nation live.
Well, that's what you say here. I mean, hell, you're just like a lot of these tards here. You believe you get to tell me how to live here. All you idiots here, you can't go ahead and live your own damn life. You gotta go ahead and tell other people how to live here. It's really none of your concern. It's really none of your concern, Giant Tonto. I mean, did you really think that when you were running around? Yo, you did send me those emails demanding that I denounce old Russ Walker as a Sicilian Guido, didn't you?
Dude, that was a fucking pretext. I wanted to make you because you've been talking about me since fucking October, you cocksucker.
When did I talk about you in October?
What?
When did I talk about you in October, and what did I say?
On one of your movement turns, you talked about me.
Are you going according to what Liar Bill DeClues told you?
Fucking piece of shit.
Are you going according to what Liar Bill DeClues told you?
Dude.
Are you going according? You're going according. Yo, you're right. You're going according to what Liar Bill DeClues told you.
Liar Bill DeClues didn't tell me anything.
Well, no. I mean, a different email. You told him. You said that Liar Bill DeClues told you this shit here.
You quit sending me and Buck the link because you wanted to hide the fact. You were talking shit. You're a shit talking piece of shit. That's all you are.
No, I mean,
Hey,
what? You know, if you heard it, as opposed to Liar Bill told you, what did I supposedly tell about you in October?
Motherfucker.
What did I supposedly tell about you in October? Come on, Giant Tondo, give me a specific rather than why I like pussy about me supposedly doing something to you.
You fucking making fun of me like I was some kind of fucking piece of shit like. You're the accountant, and I'm accountable to you. Fuck you. I'm not accountable to you in any way.
Well, then, okay. Then why you call me? I mean, if you don't like my accounting, then why you bitching to me?
Fucking shit, dude.
I mean, look. Your little pretext, essentially I ignored you for about 12 days, but essentially you got to where I guess I had to respond to you, and then you went running back to Russ Walker with your little pretext.
See, to him, you stupid piece of shit.
Say what?
I BCC'd everything I sent to Russ. I had to CC it so that you could see that I sent it to him because you're such a stupid motherfucker.
Well, yeah. I said, hey, don't bother with me with stupid shit. Don't bother me with stupid shit unless you're willing to tell Russ about that. Essentially, you were engaged in a little pretext. In a little pretext, and essentially on January 5th, of this year, your bastard son called in and he embarrassed the fuck out of you. He embarrassed the fuck out of you, didn't he?
Meet me, motherfucker.
He embarrassed the fuck out of you. Essentially, you're a liar. Look, Giant Tonto, you don't have an invitation. You stay where you belong. I mean, just like any criminal, you need to go. You essentially need to go to your job and support your family since you can't seem to keep up any money, and you need to go ahead and stay at your house here. You don't need to be running around thinking about ambushing people. You know what I mean? Okay?
Ambush you, you fucking piece of
shit. Well, then, don't worry about it. What the hell's this call is? I mean, are you looking for a pretext to find a reason to come to my house, assault, or kill me?
Come to your house? I want to tear you a fucking part. I want to cut your nuts off and your nose and send them out for a fucking DNA test.
Okay, well, look, Giant Tonto, maybe you ought to go ahead and show your real picture here. Maybe you ought to stay home. I mean, I know you're a savage red digger beast. But essentially, Jai Tonto, you do not have permission to come to my house and assault me. Okay? You do not have permission to come to my house and assault me. And, look, Jai Tonto, I'm gonna go ahead and review this phone call, and I'm gonna go ahead and send it to the Gem County prosecuting attorney so he can go ahead, see you sent to prison, and you can show how tough you are there, okay, Giant Tonto? You're not winning anything by this conversation. It's stupid for you to even make this conversation.
I'm not winning anything with any conversation with you. Because you're such a fucking cunt.
Mm-hmm.
Face anyone face to face.
Look, Giant Tonto, I mean, I guess you have the belief here that you can beat me up, and maybe you can. I don't know. I really don't you know, I really don't really wish to go ahead and talk to, well, essentially a red digger lunatic with delusions of being white who wants to go ahead and gets all mad because he got caught in his pretext here. You just told me that you engaged in pretext. You engaged in deceit. I hadn't heard from you. I had not heard from you for 8 months. Then all of a sudden you show up with your little pretext. And now this pretext has blown you out of the water.
Whatever, dude.
That's, whatever is the sign that a retard makes here when he's losing the argument. Look. Let's get down to it. How did your pretext work out here? I mean, I don't think it's worked out pretty good. You're running around on Jeremy Visser's farm. You're going ass to mouth with mumps nut. You're essentially making a fool out of yourself. Did you hear last night's movement turd? I think Johnny Tonto has hung up. Yep, it's hung up. The time is 6:14 p.m. He decided, I guess, not to call me. I was wondering who the hell it was. All right, 6:14, February 17th, 2014. Hail Victory.